important part of Hajj is, of course, the state of ihram. Now, the ihram is of two parts. One is the physical ihram that a haji wears, or a person that goes umrah wears. But more important than that is the actual state. The ihram that a person wears is, of course, of two garments, two white garments. And ihram, it symbolizes a unity amongst the Muslims. The great Malcolm X, he points out that when he was there in Hajj, there were people of different skin tones and different eye colors and different hair colors. But each one stands in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exactly the same. And this is what the ihram symbolizes in our lives. That one day we will be standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees us not based off of our financial status or not based off of our education. But in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are as one. And this ihram, not only does it unify the Muslims, but it also brings a level of simplicity in a person's life. That when we're here in America, we worry about our clothes, our cars, our hairstyle, our socks, our shoes. Everything has to be perfect. But when a person enters into the state of ihram, all that gets left behind. There is no perfect. And many times we get this question that, are we allowed to use toothpaste that's not scented, or shampoo that's not scented, or soap that's not scented? And my personal opinion to this is that you may be allowed to, but it kind of defeats the purpose of ihram. The purpose of ihram is coming to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala messy, coming to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disheveled, coming to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unkept, and being at the doors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's house, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of your deepest desires, all of your deepest needs, humbling yourself and bringing yourself down at the doorstep of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the purpose of ihram. And scholars teach us that the habits that you pick up in this stage while you're in ihram, these habits will last you for a lifetime. And this is why we encourage the hujjaj that are there right now, that while you're in ihram, utilize your time completely. Understand that there's a Quran that you should be reciting. In every moment of ihram, every moment that you are in those two garments, it should be utilized wisely. Because after a half a day period of umrah and 2.5 days of hajj, the next time you will be in ihram is after another trip, after you go back to America and then you pay a couple of $1,000 and come back for Hajj and Umrah. So this time that you have, maybe 3 days, 4 days in ihram, is extremely, extremely valuable. And this time is to reflect on yourself and refine yourself and bring in good habits and bring in good characteristics that can last you when you go back to America. This is the state of ihram, and we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts your ihram, and He calls us all to be a part of Hajj. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.